Hello and welcome back to Random Rambles, where we do rambling.
Yeah.
And today, joining us, we have Maggie's back, guys.
Yeah.
My co-host is back.
Woo!
Sorry, I was out, but
and
I'm back.
PSATs. And joining us again this week, we have Landon Nelson and Jeremiah Pinrod.
What up, Indianapolis? Big Nelly back in the studio on Random Rambles, joined by my co-host of All Gas and No Breaks radio show, Jeremiah Pinrod, as Garrett will say it, Pinrod.
I wasn't given a mic or a headset, so I'm sharing with Nelly here.
Yeah, they're around the mic right now, like it's like a recording studio for music.
It's pretty
they're
awesome.
They're just gonna break out in song.
Start harmonizing
through today. Yeah.
Yep. Harmonize some Elvis or something like that.
So, for this week's hat, we have this hat I got in Japan.
That's pretty sick.
It's my sister's.
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
It was a really cool place. I forget what the store was called that we got this, but we saw it and we're like, we have to get that.
Did you ride a bullet train?
No.
Oh.
I did ride a bunch of trains, though.
How couldn't you? You go to Japan
because
and you don't ride a bullet train?
You see, I was going to, but then there was a typhoon.
It was a typhoon, yeah.
And it wiped out the railway system to
get
to where I wanted to go. And so we didn't get to go there, but we did go to the top of a mountain instead, which was pretty cool. Because we were going to go to this place to see Mount Fuji from. But
Mount Fuji's really cool.
Yeah.
It's one of the national wonders of the world. It's pretty spectacular.
But the fun thing with this hat is if you were, like, you know, if you ever watched, like, you know, like the channel that My Little Pony was on and you saw, like, those commercials?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, the hats where you squeeze them and then the arms pop up? That's what these do. Like, you squeeze the little...
What?
Jeremiah's face.
Like, the handle
That's
parts
really cool.
on them, and some of them, like, the older ones, like, they're, like, cat ears and stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that's our hat. It's like a Gudetama. It's like a little egg.
My buddy has a, like, that style of, like, character egg or whatever it is.
Yeah.
My buddy Gannon, he has a ton of those eggs. Right on his, like, PC table and where he games at,
yeah.
He literally has like a bowl with that egg on it, like some like mini plushes.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty awesome.
Gonna make an omelet out of that?
I don't know, man.
What a dad joke.
I have no idea.
So, since let's get into this episode. Since Maggie hasn't been here, we're gonna let her draw.
All right, brother, you wanna hold the mic?
Okay.
Here you go, man.
If you can, it's a bit wobbly of a hat, it's like a winter hat.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Because it's cold outside, guys.
Right
there we go.
Middle.
Right there.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Time to start singing.
Best kind of juice. That's juice, right?
Yes, best kind of juice.
Best kind of juice for Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Just juice in general.
Jeremiah, you go first, bud.
I have one in mind if you can't think of any.
Okay. And hear me out on this one. It's a combo.
Oh, no.
Orange juice, pineapple juice, and a little bit of ginger ale. Perfect.
Okay. I've never had it.
Perfect.
It's like Pog juice? No, that's not Pog. What is Pog juice? What is it again?
I don't have
my phone in here, so my dad would be texting me and he'd be like, this is what it is.
But all I know is it's delicious. It's like a punch.
How
like
did you figure it out?
Yeah.
Did you like make yourself or somebody like gave it to?
So my dad's been doing this kind of for years. We've been doing this for like other like punches and stuff, and we would sometimes add like a fruit punch, something like a Hawaiian, whatever,
yeah.
and then like add like a little bit of sherbet on top of it. We've just been doing it like for you know what sherbet is.
That sounds good.
It's freaking delicious. Have it at like a whole bunch of like different like family reunion party, whatever. We've just been doing it for years now, but recently I've just been like, you know what, just orange juice and a bit of pineapple juice, but you have to get the mixtures right or else it's nasty.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Mixing juices is good. Like, I like fruit punch.
Yeah, I like fruit punch.
You don't like fruit punch, Landon?
Oh.
I've never really been a fan of fruit punch. Never that kid.
Why?
I just think it's really gross. I think it's nasty. Okay.
There was this...
Lorelai, what were you going to say?
There was this fruit punch when I went to church camp over the summer. It was like the best thing ever. They'd serve it in the mornings. I would rush over to get it. It was delicious. It was like a bunch of different fruits mixed together. It was so good. It tasted like... Okay. You ever had like the... What is it? Like the Dum Dum Suckers? And it's... I think there's like fruit punch ones. That's what it tasted like. It was delicious.
Yeah. Ever since I was little, I've never been a fan of fruit punch. But... my mother, you know, she always tell me I'm a very picky eater, drinker, person. I'm very picky. I want things to be a certain way. I'm just, I want everything to be perfect. I'm just very picky in how things are. And especially when it comes to my food and what I drink, because no fruit punch. favorite juice.
Yeah.
Give me grape juice. I love grape juice. Don't even get me started. I love grape juice.
You're insane.
What? Grape is an amazing flavor.
Maggie, what's your favorite? That's not,
I don't know. Don't think I have a favorite.
And apple juice. I love apple juice.
Apple juice is nostalgic.
Okay.
Apple cider, after you pick pumpkins for the first time and you get the apple cider slushy.
Oh, yeah.
Apple cider slushies are the bomb. Absolutely amazing.
I remember in like, it was like kindergarten or preschool, drinking apple juice with crackers in the mornings. So it's just nostalgic. Yeah.
Okay, can we really, I just need a moment to appreciate. Just imagine little baby Nelly over here up to his mom. Mom, I don't want any of that fruit punch. I want me some grape juice. Just give me all that grape juice. I don't want any of that fruit punch. Now, mind you, this is what he said his voice was. This was his imitation of his younger self. So, I'm just saying, we love you, buddy.
I love you too, man. You're lucky I'm not about to just tackle you over here. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question. Apple juice or orange juice?
Apple. I don't like orange.
Orange juice.
Ooh.
Don't care for orange juice.
On A, the mood I'm in, B, what time of day it is, what type of season it is.
It's like orange juice, a morning drink for you? Or?
Yeah, I would definitely say orange juice is more of like a morning drink, but like if there isn't any orange juice, I will go for apple juice, but like orange juice is more of like a morning for me. Like it's like... The moment it hits noon, it switches from orange to apple. I don't know why. It's just something in the brain that just says, no, orange juice is, it's the morning, apple juice, it's evening.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's like, just like whenever it is offered up, it like literally depends. I got to look at my watch. And sometimes it's just hardwired into my brain. It's like, apple juice.
Okay. This is going to sound crazy. But you know, okay.
Apple juice. Over orange juice, especially in like a hotel.
Yes.
Like Hotel apple juice.
Yes.
Hotel apple juice is. Hotel orange juice is. It's like hit or miss, oftentimes.
It's superior.
So.
But I don't know why the apple juice in hotels, like the hotel morning bar, whatever, those hit different.
Yeah. So we went out this weekend.
Fire.
To Waffle House. Okay. We went out to Waffle House. I consumed the Waffle House energy. We're just going to say that because I had like a sugar rush after eating Waffle House pie. It was funny. But okay, hear me out. So you know like water with ice in it? It's kind of like, and like soda, like the carbonation from soda makes like the liquid like crunchy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then like chocolate milk, like the viscosity of like
milk.
Oh,
I love chocolate milk.
Like,
chocolate
it's milk, like, is so milk good. Is so much smoother compared to like water.
Okay, I agree. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like especially chocolate milk.
Okay.
Let me ooga booga this for you.
Yeah. Only if you make it yourself.
Water, very liquidy.
Water is crunchy.
Milk, very creamy.
Yeah,
so it coats the back as it goes down.
Landon's face right now.
My question is, how is water crunchy?
It's just like, okay,
it's kind of more sharp.
So, yeah, with the ice, if you
well,
put,
hang on,
if
when
you
it is
iced
when it is
water,
cold water, like when yeah. it is before ice,
cold water,
you can feel it hit the back of your
yes,
throat.
It's like
sharp. Cooling stuff.
It's like
down,
yeah, yeah, it's sharp.
It's sharp.
Yeah,
yeah. But milk.
That's some good water right there.
Is your water cold right now, or is it room temperature?
I got the pinky up.
Because room temperature water is different.
Oh, that's some pretty cold water right there. I have a big jug out in the studio.
Oh, I've seen you carry it. It is
huge. Show choir rehearsal today. First one of the season. Got to be hydrated.
What are you singing?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, why?
Because it's a secret.
Okay.
It's a secret.
It's Don't Stop Believing.
Don't.
Always has been, always will be. And he sank that one. Beautiful, Nelly. 3 points.
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
So, okay. Yeah, but hear me out, okay? So, like, if you have, like, soda, is crunchy as well because of the carbonation.
Yes.
Crunchy?
Like,
what do you mean, like crunchy?
No.
I don't know. I can't describe it. It's just crunchy.
Just not smooth.
It's just not smooth like chocolate milk is. Like, the viscosity.
I think water's very smooth.
Yeah. It depends if it's room temperature or not. Like, room temperature water can be, like, smooth. But if it's not, then it's, like, crunchy because of the ice in it.
Because of the ice?
Yes, because it's colder.
Don't think about it as being crunchy. Okay, so you know how milk, it's thicker than water, right?
Yeah.
So
the viscosity is different.
Your brain says, all right, this is smooth.
Yeah.
But the closer water is to ice, the more it, like, you start thinking, like,
crunchy.
Okay, maybe I should start. I don't know. It's like your brain is used to like having ice in that type of water, like being as cold as it is. So it's like crunch. I don't know. But
what about
tea?
It depends.
Okay, but here we have the
depends.
Tea and coffee.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what about coffee?
What? Yeah, you want to draw a new topic, Landon? Yeah, you could just take the hat at any time and be like, new topic.
All right, I'm just gonna say coffee is better.
We might get to that later.
Yeah, on a new topic. Woo woo!
Okay. Landon was done with that conversation.
Here we go, y'all.
We need like a buzzer in here during the show, like change the topic.
Here,
yeah.
Just gonna give it like one. Just like tossing all the papers in my right hand back and forth, and here we go. I have to just draw one here. Let's see. Yeah, thanks, brother. Let's see what the topic is.
What is it? Topic time.
Ah, can I get a new one?
No, what was it? You have to say it. What is it?
Do you like the time change?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't write that one.
I put that in there because that was the first thing that came to mind.
When did the time change?
Okay. No, it hasn't yet.
So they actually, I think, and you can fact check me on this. I'm not 100% certain, but I do believe that they did cancel it.
This year?
Yeah.
I thought, there's gonna be daylight savings time.
Yeah,
I don't like
I know there is.
It makes my sleep.
I thought it was like at the end of. I'm not 100% certain on this.
Wait, what?
It's Sunday.
Oh, it's this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
Sunday.
I put it because it was like recent.
I didn't know when it was. Mr. Easter just.
I haven't had.
Well, they were. Weren't they talking about it like earlier this year?
They haven't had it.
I'm hoping they cancel.
Yeah, they have it every year. Yeah.
I know they do, and some parts don't like.
One state. Arizona.
Arizona?
I would.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'd rather not do it. It makes my sleep schedule go haywire.
I don't know. I don't like it. They should cancel it. I mean, the fall back
what
is nice.
What did you say?
The spring forward sucks.
I don't know.
All's I'm saying.
Yeah, agree.
Okay.
It doesn't help anybody.
Landon, why'd you get upset when you pulled the topic out?
Kind of lame.
Aw.
But it's all good, Maggie. All love.
No,
just
because
not interesting.
I was like trying to think, but you know,
I was like, what topic was like so upsetting to you that you just shoved
just
it back in the hat?
I wanted something about Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I was trying to think of
Jeremiah,
fall.
Draw one awesome.
I was thinking of fall, and that was the first thing that came up.
It's all good.
That's
all good.
A good fall.
I mean, come on, please be something about Christmas.
There's like, I don't think there's much Christmas stuff. It's just like snow.
How was your Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good one. I really like that
one. Yeah,
It was boring. I did homework.
Wait, hold on. Ready for our cackles, Landon? Ready?
What?
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please.
Step away from the mic.
We don't
want to
do the
away
cackle.
From the mic.
Ready? Are you ready? You did the cackle. It was my turn.
Amateurs.
That was
Maggie, I'll let you do yours before I do mine.
Yeah, okay. Cackle content.
I'm not cackling.
just do like a creepy laugh or something.
I'm not doing that.
That right. wasn't my full cackle. The full one's
fine.
Really loud.
I'm gonna step back, yeah. Landon, hold the mic down.
Landon heard it the other day. Okay. I know.
Okay, that's good.
That
I like that.
The, what has this become?
I like that. That was
draw
good.
Draw topic. New topic. No, no, no.
It's
no,
not
no,
even...
I'm sorry. That was...
But that was like kind of scary though.
Halloween.
Yeah, that's the point of it.
I didn't even talk about my Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the Halloween.
Halloween was awesome. I was broadcasting the first game of the season for the Ben Davis Lady Giants as they took on the Fishers Tigers. Unfortunately, they lost, but it was still an amazing time. I took a picture with the Fisher Tigers mascot, the tiger. He was pretty awesome. He's dressed up like a burrito.
Oh, that's
cool. I had to get a picture with him. Garrett Burkle, Elijah Ennis, and myself were on the call for that game, and it was a pretty fun night. It snowed a little bit, some snow flurries.
It was,
the drive to Fishers is...
I didn't see it, though.
It's all right, but driving at night to back home from Fishers is a different beast. I'm not going to lie.
That's true.
Because I missed like a round about like two times in a row. But that's okay. I made it home safe.
Yay.
That's all that matters.
You put in your GPS?
Yeah, but it's okay. It was fun though. But the next broadcast on the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network will be this Friday at 7 p.m. Pregame is at 6:15 p.m. The Ben Davis Giants will be taking on the Pike Red Devils for a sectional championship. So should be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremiah, what'd you do over Halloween? Okay.
Well, you want me to go? Okay.
Yeah, what'd you do?
So, I went out trick-or-treating. It was freezing cold.
Yep.
Did you just...
Welcome to Indiana.
Yeah. There were some places that had little, like, campfires, kind of. Like, little bonfires burning. And I'm like, this is warm. I like it here. But I have, like, three layers of shirts on and, like, two layers of pants.
Oh.
You don't know what a bonfire is. You have not seen my family's bonfires.
Does he want to tell
him? No, go ahead. Oh, I will. Okay. I will save mine for the last because it's absolutely amazing.
What is that? Here.
Incredible.
He already drawled it.
Oh. Oh. All right. I see. Then, do you want to draw one? You didn't draw one yet.
No.
Oh,
good.
How was your Halloween though?
I did homework. I watched TV first and then did homework. I wish I would have went outside though because I didn't know it was gonna snow.
Okay.
I spent mine at my work pushing carts for a whole bunch of people in the snow.
Was there people dressed up?
There was plenty of people dressed up. It was fun, to say the least. Yeah. You know, I used to pray on Halloween when I was really young, Lord, please don't let the monsters get me. And that night, I was praying, Lord, please let the monster not come out of me as these people keep putting their carts in the wrong freaking corral.
Okay,
and parking in the no parking zone, the fire lane.
Yeah.
I have had it with those people.
This one.
It really grinds Jeremiah's gears.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like we don't have signs up that say no parking, little cart, large cart. It's like,
yeah,
just respect the signs.
Okay.
They're there for a reason.
This topic is a candy that you either love or hate. What are your thoughts on candy corn?
I like it. I do like it.
I think it's all right.
But only during fall.
I'm not the type of guy to be like, oh, Mom, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get me some candy corn to eat. Like, who says it? Like, yeah. You know why I'm going to the store, guys? To buy some candy corn.
I know someone who...
I'm not a big fan of candy corn. I don't mind it, but it's all right.
I just... Every time I eat, I feel like I'm going to get a cavity.
I'm the type of guy, if I'm going to go get candy, I'm going to go get the authentic, amazing candy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like Lindor, mm-hmm. Reese Cups, Hershey's. I mean, like the chocolate-covered cherries Jeremiah brought in from work. Like, we were just munching on those. I think we had, like, the entire bag ate by the end of...
That's true. You guys were just munching on them. But what was it? Okay, they're like, I have to be in the mood to eat them. They're very sweet.
Yes.
It's like they're too sweet. I have to eat like two or three at a time if I even eat them at, because they're so sweet. But like the thought of it right now makes me feel sick. So not right now.
I actually have a love-hate relationship with them at times, because I love the flavor of them, and I can eat like 10 of them in one sitting.
Yeah.
But like the next few hours, my stomach be bubbling. It's like, why did I eat that?
Are you okay, Landon?
It's like I eat them. I eat a handful of them, and like just like for the next like hour or so, I'm like, why did I eat those? Like.
Yeah.
Because it leaves like a weird thing at the back of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's those, just like anytime like I breathe
like
forward.
Those donuts. You know?
What?
Which one? What? You gotta be more specific.
The ones
than
you
that.
Get in the bags and they're like covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Like they leave a weird texture in your mouth.
Yeah. They
okay,
do.
Yeah.
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 But there's.
I don't know what they're called.
Candy corn is so sweet.
They're not Hostess. No,
they're I know. I can picture the bag. I just
I know. We all know. The
we
bag.
All know what yeah. they. We all know the what bag. They are. What they are. Okay, but
are you looking up that?
What's he looking up? Okay. What have you looked up, Landon?
I was just looking up stuff for senior pictures.
Oh, okay. I was like, so whose turn is it to draw?
I'll do it.
Yes.
Again, sure.
Okay. I feel like we need to get back on the topic of chocolate milk and water.
He almost spit his coffee out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah.
Landon said no to that, though.
Best thing to do in the snow. Go.
Oh.
What's your question?
Yeah, you start.
Me? Lay in it. I love to lay in the snow.
Like make snow angels?
No, just lay.
That's cold.
Yeah, but you have your coat on and some warm pants. And there's just, I don't know, it feels good.
I'm about to give you the realest answer ever. I just love to go out in the snow and just shovel it, for sure. I love just dressing up, getting warm, and no, I don't. No. But yeah.
Oh.
I was like, that's sarcasm,
I was like,
but
okay.
I was being sarcastic. I don't mind it, but I'll shovel the driveway for my neighbors or if my mom tells me to because it needs to get done. Favorite thing to do in the snow? Probably have a snowball fight. Or, you know, I just like, okay, I like, you know, going downtown when it's snowing or just go to like, you know, like.
Like Circle Square, like the Circle Center?
Yeah, my name is Circle.
That's what it's called.
I like doing that. Normally, during wintertime and when it snows, there's a thing called Jingle Rails at the Idle George Museum that I always go to.
Yeah,
model trains. It's pretty awesome. It's like.
You like trains?
Trains.
Okay, guys, just being real with y'all.
Okay.
But it's awesome. Just like they have like all these, like they like put so much work into these places that they make, like Yosemite National Park, Las Vegas, these type of like city models, and it's absolutely awesome. Just trains running on the ceiling.
That
there's,
is
like,
cool.
Golden Gate Bridge.
When did you fall in love with trains?
When I was 3 years old.
With Grandpa.
Yeah.
He talked about it last
time. If that technically does relate to winter. But I'll get to that in a minute. I really like spending time with my friends and family as well. It, you know, just being around them during winter break, you know, just because I love the people that are truly around me in my life. I'm so thankful for them. It's, you know, just because, you know, people take that for granted like nowadays. And it's just like being around them makes me so much happier when I'm, you know, going through something and just the love that, you know, we share back and forth from, you know, my mom, my grandma to some of my closest friends. So just, you know, it's something I like to do in the winter and fall break, spend time with them.
What else? The best part of the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have a proper Christmas or winter, I'd say, without watching the Polar Express. So,
yes.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's me.
Polar Express, the animation of that movie scares me.
There's one scene in that movie we all know the scene where he's walking through with all the marionette puppets.
Yeah
freaks me out every single time.
That train car with it,
like,
yeah,
like It puts me in that fight or flight mode because I have seen Annabelle one too many times.
Okay.
It's like I've seen the Annabelle creations, like I saw it like twice now and it's still like
I had to do a research project on the Raggedy Ann doll.
Oh god.
Like the recycled toys. He's like when Tom Hanks is like re-bicycling or something like that and like this they're recycling the toys. I love Tom Hanks. What else to do in the winter? Man, I love some of my mom's hot cocoa. Her hot chocolate is absolutely amazing. Oh, my goodness gracious. It is, jeez, it is out of this world. Like, it's the best hot chocolate I've ever had in my entire life. You say something?
On the subject of hot chocolate, there is a cheat code to this thing if you want the perfect hot chocolate.
What is it?
Get some, like, just regular hot chocolate mix, the ones that come in the bags and stuff.
Yeah.
Get yourself, like a Keurig or something. Put the water in it.
Yes.
Grab an Andes Mint. Two Andes Mints.
That sounds...
Break them in half. Drop it in. Get a little bit of the peppermint mocha creamer.
Yeah.
Add a little bit to that.
See?
Stir everything up. Perfect.
We have a Keurig. And there's some of the little things you get with it. We have, like, what is it? We have regular cocoa, and then we have cocoa with peppermint in it. And that's really good. But, like, that's the best after coming inside, after building a snowman. I think it was 2 years ago. Me and... We didn't have any carrots. So...
To feed the reindeer?
Like,
you gotta feed the reindeer?
To make... For the snowman.
Oh. No.
So we put... So we gave our snowman a pickle nose, and we called him Mr. Pickle Nose, and he stayed out there for like 3 weeks.
Pickle Rick. Oh man, I love winter. I truly do.
I do too.
I usually watch a lot of train documentaries over the winter. I do that.
I mean, it's like especially it's the perfect vibe. Of
especially
winter.
When like, you know you have a friend or a buddy of yours that you know. Goes all around the United States filming trains, and he has a movie called like Winter Steam, and you just put that in on your Xbox or DVD player, and you just watch it, and it's just a bunch of steam locomotives chugging along in the winter. It does really give like that vibe. It's just like, man, it's winter time. What else do I do in the winter?
There's a lot. A lot to do.
I'm trying to. What was I gonna mention? Oh, Christmas tree. You know, obviously love the. Yeah. I'm not a big decorator, but I do admire a nice looking tree, and I need to probably start, you know, getting back into decorating trees, because you know something that you know I share a memory with my grandma and my mom.
My mom, she collects nutcrackers. She gets like three more every single year, and she has almost 150 nutcrackers this year.
Yikes!
Wow,
and there's a lot like. We don't have room for them. We need like to make another. We need to like bring a shelf in the winter to put the nutcrackers on.
All right. Something I like doing in the winter. this is pretty much a snow exclusive thing, but like I've realized over the past 3 years now since having my dog, he loves the snow, but what he loves more than snow is snowballs. So what I do, anytime I take him out and it's like snowing, there's enough there, I'll scoop up. It doesn't matter if I have gloves or just my bare hands. I'll scoop up, make a snowball, toss it up to him. That is literally the only thing that idiot will catch in his mouth is a snowball every single time. Unless I like chuck it at him like at a distance and it like smacks him on the side. Spins around, and I just pick up another one, toss it to him, and then he catches it.
Yeah.
But like he freaking loves that. Like, that's his number one thing, and I just like doing that with him because it's just something fun to do, you know?
Yeah.
Christmas lights are awesome.
Do you...
I you know, like, those blue ones? love the blue ones. My mom is absolutely obsessed with the blue ones, and I don't know. She just likes the ones that are just, like, you know, not, like, the Christmas theme. They're just, like, winter-themed blue.
Okay.
And I really love just admiring Christmas lights.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that blue?
Yeah, we have Christmas lights in the studio right now.
It's just, like, I don't know, maybe a little darker blue. I don't know, but we have some like snowflake lights that like go from white to blue.
Oh yeah,
we have those, but they're like multicolored.
My question is for your mom's like Nutcracker collection, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does she have any like Elvis themed Nutcrackers?
I don't think so. No.
We have
some Disney ones. We have a flamingo. We have a few animals. I mean, there's like a cow baking cookies. There's a few Santa ones.
Okay.
All right. Do I get to draw the next one?
Yeah. Let's say the legal first.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I got it.
You wanna say it?
I do. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I know you get excited about it.
You are listening to Random Rambles with Lorelai Smith, Maggie, Jeremiah Penron, and Landon Nelson, aka Big Nelly, here on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Woo! That was perfect. Good job.
All right.
Yeah, but like the best part, okay, I know we're drawing a topic, but as Landon's drawing a topic, with Christmas lights, do you guys like count the Christmas lights as you're driving home from somewhere?
No.
I like to look at the buildings. Like, I don't mean like stop and admire, but yeah, just kind of like sometimes drive through and just kind of give a quick glance. All right, he's got a good one.
I'm so excited. The best way to eat eggs.
Oh, I said that because the hat's a little egg. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start us off.
Okay.
Scrambled eggs with extra, 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 extra cheese.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, do you put ketchup on them?
No. No ketchup. Do not like ketchup.
Only when there's hash browns in it.
Oh, dude, for real, give me a high five. Exactly. He's so
they
right.
Just did, they just did like the high five above the mic.
When you put ketchup on hash browns and then a little bit of that ketchup gets on the eggs, that's pretty much the only time.
Yeah, but like the ketchup accidentally gets on the eggs. It's like an accident. It's not purposely on the eggs.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing like a hash or something, like a mixing of everything, or like a sandwich or something, then it's okay.
Yeah, I love scrambled eggs, especially with American cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is like heaven. Like that, oh my goodness gracious. That is
the shredded Colby Jack.
Oh, that's pretty good too.
I'm not a big fan of eggs.
A little bit Jack. Shredded Colby Jack with a little bit of pepper jack for that extra oomph of flavor.
They're just vibing.
That's literally like, you know, okay, so obviously everyone knows Miles Sprung, right?
Yeah,
everyone,
obviously.
We love Miles.
Of course. Miles.
He's heading up to Wisconsin this weekend. I mean, I love cheese. I love cheese and dairy products.
Miles, bring us back some cheese curds, will ya?
Yes, cheese curds, please,
if,
Miles.
Like if,
deep fried in a bag, doesn't matter.
From Culver.
Yes, from Culver. Is he out there? Can you see us?
No, he's in there. But I'm just saying, like when I went to Wisconsin on a summer trip, I fell in love with that state. Mainly because I'm a big boy and I love food and I love and I love dairy products. I mean, I love cheese. Like, I'm the type of guy that just like takes cheese out of the refrigerator and just starts eating. I don't need crackers
like,
or anything.
When you go to when you go to Olive Garden and then they're just shredding the cheese.
That's really
you don't
me.
Say stop.
I don't say
you just
stop.
Let them.
Just keep it going.
Yeah.
And then eventually
let's
you
just
do.
Let's just see how much cheese we can
so
get
good.
Out of this.
I love Parmesan.
I know.
Just looks you in the eye the entire. The waiter just looks you in the eye the entire time, like after a few seconds, just
I'm going to Europe and like Italy and France, and I'm going to have some like European cheese when I'm there.
I want to go to Italy so bad.
The trick is to wait until they hesitate and say a little bit more, and then say stop.
Yeah, I put it all
like,
in that fettuccine.
Just a tiny bit after they stop, like try to like slow down just a little bit, a little more. There it is.
I love dairy products, and I just, man, I love eggs. I truly do. With American cheese, protein, I mean, like, it's literally one of the best natural sources of protein there is. I mean, it comes from, you know, chickens and stuff like that, so, like, it comes from animals. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. It's just, like, I mean, there's no better way. It's natural. It's you know, not really processed or anything like that. I mean, it has to be like, you know, look, the eggs have to look, be looked at and make sure they're good. But like cage free eggs, like I eat those. I, you know, eat regular eggs. I just, I love eggs.
So I feel like, you know, the chickens, this is my mom. My mom's really weird about the eggs she eats. If it's chickens, she like knows, like she won't eat their eggs. But if they're store-bought chicken eggs, she's like fine with it.
I mean, kind of makes sense.
I can
she's
see
like
that,
she finds it weird that she like knows the chickens and that it came from those chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would rather know that it's the chickens that I have.
Then you at least know that, that they're actually good eggs and not like something
bad. We did how do you like your eggs?
Yeah.
I don't like eggs.
Oh.
I don't really care for eggs.
Oh, you're one
I like
of those.
Them in my cake. What did you just say?
In your cake.
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I do. I like eggs. I'll eat eggs and fried rice from Hibachi Grill.
Okay, that makes sense. That's great. That's good. All right.
Yeah, see?
We're good. We're cool now.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Landon says he doesn't know. Landon's like, I don't know.
I like scrambled eggs, too.
Okay.
I don't like any, Any right. other? Any
Maggie didn't want to. Maggie's
now
like,
hear me
eggs.
Out. Now no, hear like, me out on this one. Yeah. I may lose some of you. Chicken and spinach omelet.
No.
Chicken.
No. I'm sorry, but no.
Chicken and spinach omelet with Swiss cheese.
I'm sorry, but no.
That is probably one of the better omelets I have.
Honestly,
I just didn't want to say scrambled eggs, okay?
Yeah.
Topic.
That's
I already agreed to the scrambled
good,
eggs. Good. All right. Next topic.
Topic time.
All right.
Let's see what it is.
Best holiday food.
This is Landon's. This
Yay!
Is Landon's.
Best holiday food.
Yep.
Wow, here we go. This is
sugar cookies that you leave out for Santa.
No. Sugar cookies.
I don't know.
This is coming down all to the marbles. But give me some ham.
Ham.
I love ham.
Get out.
I love me some ham.
Turkey.
I love ham. I love turkey. I love it all. I'm a big ham guy.
I go home from Thanksgiving falling asleep in the car.
If we're going to talk about pie, okay? Mm. We're going to talk about pie here.
We talked about pie last time,
We did talk about pie last time.
Y'all know I do not like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Why?
Give me a cherry pie. Okay. I don't care if it's
just
Thanksgiving.
Just pointed at me like it's a game show.
I don't care if it's Thanksgiving. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's, you know.
Middle of the night, you wake up at like 3 a.m., give me some of that cherry pie.
They're pointing at me like this is a game show.
Exactly.
I'm scared.
Exactly. I really love some of my mom's hash brown casserole. I love that, especially on Christmas. Man,
I love turkey.
Turkey
is my go-to.
This is a very odd dish that I absolutely love and is in my top three, and is in my favorite casserole list of all time.
Okay.
Chicken broccoli rice casserole. I love chicken broccoli rice casserole.
That doesn't sound too bad.
And it has cheese on it. I mean, my mom loves it. Like, she loves it too. She makes it a fantastic dish of it. Okay, so here comes Christmas. My cousins do not like it. Like, and I'm like, why? So then I'm the guy that's like, oh, give me another scoop of that. Like, keep it coming.
I would eat it without the broccoli.
You know what? If you're not going to eat it, I'll eat yours.
Exactly, because I'm not wasting none of that fantastic casserole.
At Christmas
casserole.
And Thanksgiving.
I always preach to my...
It's like the kid that goes, do you got games on your phone?
Yeah. Do you have chicken broccoli rice casserole on you? But yeah. Here, Gemma, you're up, buddy.
I got some of that pocky jerky. This is kind of one personal to me. My grandma's recipe... And I think I've said it last time of corn casserole or corn pudding. She adds, the recipe makes it almost perfect every single time, and it is like I will go back literally just for that. Even if I am full, that is literally it is so sweet. It is almost a dessert option.
Yeah,
but it's also like that savory, like the buttery corn. It's the perfect thing. Goes with everything. Turkey, ham, chicken, burgers. I will eat it with a burger.
that's like me.
I will eat it with a burger. Okay. I will eat it with a hot. It doesn't matter.
With
will,
you, with you saying this, with this dish.
Mm-hmm.
This, that's me with barbecue sauce.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
It works good with barbecue. Everything. Too.
Huh?
It's with literally everything. At City Barbecue.
Yeah, I put like barbecue sauce on a lot of things. It's bad sometimes. I did it as a dare one time in fifth grade. I put it on ice cream.
Oh. I put ranch on a cake once. Yeah.
What?
Why?
It was okay. I don't know because...
What? Hang on. What cake?
It was just like a regular like white cake.
Landon has left the room, folks.
It's because I liked ranch on everything, and they said, you won't do it on a cake. I said, okay, I will. And
are
I
you,
did.
Are you all right? Yeah. Okay, but what's your like favorite holiday food?
I don't know. I'm picky, so I don't really like a lot of stuff.
What? You put ranch on a cake. Like, I don't understand that. Like,
why?
Yeah, you know
I've put barbecue sauce on a cookie before.
Like on the... Okay. I'm done.
And ice cream. That's the end of Random Rambles. No. We have 3 minutes left.
Why?
A lot of things you don't do to food.
Yeah, like you're literally destroying the creation of cake and cookies.
Have you ever had a
chicken? Who puts barbecue sauce on a cookie?
More importantly, who
puts ranch on a cake? Yeah, you know what I'm going to put on my cake? Yo, check it out. Yo, check me out, guys.
We need to bring in a cake that's just frosting of ranch.
No!
Frosting is just ranch.
No!
We could go on live on Instagram and just yes. Like, all right, guys, here's Maggie to eat this cake.
I will say this.
I'm going to bring in a cupcake tomorrow.
Hang on. If it is a cake made out of Jesus Chicken's waffle fries... And you slather some of their garlic or garden herb ranch on it.
Yeah.
No.
Then I am all for that.
No, this is a cake with ranch frosting.
But like, you can't have too much of it on there. You have to have like a system.
And then like
of it.
the inside frosting is gonna be like barbecue sauce. But
it has to be.
And the outside's gonna be ranch.
It has to be 100% the Jesus Chicken waffle. If you don't know what Jesus Chicken, it's Chick-fil-A.
I don't know.
Because they're closed on Sundays, and that is the Lord's food right there. Like,
it's really good.
It is amazing. I love it, and it's an inside joke at one of the churches that I went to.
Yeah.
But it's just delicious. So the garden herb ranch with the waffle fries.
Yeah, that sounds good.
If
it is a cake solely made out of that with like the right amount of like stuff, I suppose.
I have one more for you guys.
Anything else? No.
I have one more. Okay.
Oh boy.
So have you ever had like chicken patties? At, like, your school.
Yeah.
So my school serves spicy ones.
Yeah.
I'm really bad with spice. Yeah. I'm really bad with spice. So I put... I've put Nutella on them before.
Nutella!
I've put cookies on them before and just chips. Because anything to get rid of the spice. Because sometimes I get to the lunch line and all the food's gone except spicy chicken patties.
Put mayonnaise. Put mayonnaise.
I don't like mayonnaise. I don't care for mayonnaise.
My question is, were y'all both there to put ranch on your cake and barbecue sauce on your cookies?
I was there to put it on ice cream. And I did it, but I wasn't dared to put it on cookies. I've actually liked it on cookies.
I wasn't and, there.
I'll do it.
What were you gonna put on your chicken patties? What'd you say?
Oh, I've put Nutella on them.
Yeah, I don't know about Nutella.
And I've put cookies on them.
I get like the chips though.
Add a crunch feature.
The chips are normal.
Now if you put chips,
and then I'll dip it in barbecue sauce to make it even worse.
Like it's normal to put chips inside of like a turkey or chicken or ham sandwich. It's normal to put chips inside of a peanut butter and jelly. I do that because it's just delicious.
I also put peanut butter on my pizza.
But you don't put cookies in a sandwich.
Okay, but I put peanut butter on my pizza.
Why?
Why?
How?
Because it tasted delicious. Okay.
No.
It tasted so good.
What was it, a peanut butter and Oreo pizza? If so, that's
no,
perfectly
fine. No, it was a pepperoni
fine pizza.
This kid every year, his family's like rich, and he buys pizzas in the whole lunchroom.
No.
And so I had peanut butter, and I put it on my pizza. And on that note, that's Random Rambles for this episode. I'm Lorelai Smith. I hope you guys all have a great day. And I was joined here with Landon, Jeremiah, and Maggie, and everyone just listened to my terrible food decisions. So
definitely going to have some reconsideration for what you put on your food.
There is a reckoning coming for your decisions.
I'm sure there is. Goodbye, Indianapolis. Have a great day and a great week. We'll see you next week on Random Rambles.